Richie, you're doing a great job. Thank you very much.
So are you, Dudley.
Brownie's doing a good job, too. Jennifer, great job.
You're calling me Brownie.
You could be our Brownie.
I'll be Blondie.
Blondie the Brownie, or Brownie the Blondie.
Although I'm a little more on the Brownie side these days. I need to go get my hair done.
Get that bottle of bleach out. We'll be all set. Just stick it in a tub of Clorox. You'll be fine, like all the farmers are doing. Did you hear me tell that story last week about how most everybody heard that story, I think, Richie, right?
Which one?
The big corporate dairy farms.
Dumping Clorox
into the milk to get rid of the bacteria. All right, that wasn't good news. We do have some good news, however, and now is the time. Now, what better time than the present?
The present
is the good news, Jennifer.
Okay, all right.
Actually, you may have heard us talking about, this is a story that's been at DougStephan.com for a couple of days. The state of Florida is facing having to pay out tens of millions of dollars in a class action lawsuit because of all the illegal traffic tickets that they have given to motorists who flash their lights to alert others of speed traps. So the good news is Roger, who's listening in Evansville, Indiana, passes along a story that is, I guess, sort of a compliment to that story. It's nice to know that people are on their toes. Let's see here. This is a review of a ruling from the Indiana Supreme Court. Indiana Supreme Court says that citizens cannot resist rogue police. The citizens have, quote, no right to reasonably resist unlawful entry by police officers. A Supreme Court decision made this year, 3-2 decision, pretty controversial. One of the justices, Stephen David in Indiana, wrote for the court in the decision that, quote, this court is faced for the first time with a question of whether Indiana ought to recognize the common law right to reasonably resist unlawful entry by police. We conclude the public policy disfavors any such right. Now, why do I call that good news? The reason it's good news that we discuss this is so that you know how bad some of the rulings are that are coming down, not only from the national level, the Supreme Court, but the state Supreme Courts. The issue of this blistering dissent I find very interesting. Here's from Justice Robert Rucker, R-U-C-K-E-R, the opposite point of view from Justice Stephen David. You ready?
This is where we say ready?
Yeah, this is where you say ready.
Gotcha.
The common law rule supporting a citizen's right to resist unlawful entry into her or his home rests on a very different ground, the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution. Indeed, the physical entry of the home is the chief evil against which the wording of the Fourth Amendment is directed.
Mm-hmm.
In my view, it is breathtaking that this group of our Supreme Court, the majority in our Supreme Court, deems it appropriate or even necessary to erode this constitutional protection based on a rationale addressing much different policy considerations. There is simply no reason to abrogate the common law right of a citizen to resist the unlawful police entry into his or her home. So basically what this broad sweep from the three in Indiana does, if you have a problem and you as a citizen resist and you are told by the authorities you have no right to resist are coming into your home, then you're going to have to appeal it to the Supreme Court of the United States because the Supreme Court of Indiana isn't going to rule for you. They're going to rule against you. So here's a good place not to live. Indiana.
And this is good news again. What?
The good news is the conversations. Now we're unearthing these things. You didn't know these things were going on.
No.
You didn't know the state of Florida was giving illegal traffic tickets to people because they're warning motorists of oncoming radar. You didn't know the state of Indiana says in complete opposition to the U.S. Constitution that it's okay for some cop to come into your house and shoot you without having really not knowing whether he's supposed to be there or not. The wrong headedness of these sorts of things that go on all the time. There was a story I just saw. Let me see if I can put my hands on it. Do we have this? I have so many different sources of information here.
Which one?
That I get befuddled. There's a police officer who went into, or there's some circumstance that I saw out of the corner of my eye, where the police went in and shot up a dog and.
No, that's not it. Dog stuff.
Okay, I'll find it. Because it was pretty doggone outrageous. At any rate, this is not for me to say that all police are bad. I'm not saying that. You haven't heard me say that. So police who will call that. You don't like the police. I do not like police who are untrained and who are underpaid and who are looking for something to do to make trouble. We have too many police wandering around looking for things. You're always guilty. They're looking for trouble instead of helping people. A police officer stopped me on my tractor. Did I tell this story? I don't think I told it on the air.
You've told it 1,000 times before.
No, because it just happened. I haven't told it 1,000 times.
No, that's what I'm saying. You always get stopped on your tractor, and you always have the same argument with the cop.
No, I didn't have an argument with this one.
Oh, he helped you?
All right, let's hear the story.
The story was that he, in essence, thought that I had a problem. He wanted to know if I had been drinking, because I swerved. I swerved in a road to avoid.
Doug's drinking his Midori Sour on his tractor.
Now there's a visualization.
On the 50-year-old tractor, were you hauling anything?
I was hauling a corn planter.
A corn planter.
A corn planter, right. And it's wide, you know, it takes up about 10 and a half feet in the road, so be careful.
If you were to decide to run from the police on your tractor, how fast would you be able to go?
In that tractor,
yeah.
Maybe 23.
Really?
22, 23 miles an hour, yeah.
The fastest, on foot, really.
Yeah, the fastest tractor I have is a Farmall 460 that I can do about 34 in. It has an added.
Now we got a chase.
Yeah, right.
That's That'd be a good one.
But it's a tricycle tractor. You don't want to go too fast.
Yes.
Anyway, so the police officer, because I swerved to avoid a car, pulled me over. And he looked sort of a young fellow, very nice guy. He wanted to know that I was okay, first of all, but he really wasn't. He wanted to know if I'd been drinking. It's really
checking you out.
Right. And I said to him, you know, I apologize. I heard a noise, and I was afraid that something had dropped off of, because this particular contraption, this corn plant, has all kinds of stuff attached to it, and you go through a hole and something, you know, could fall off of it.
Right.
And so I was worried about that, and I turned around to look and see if that particular part of the chopper was there. And I'd slowed down almost to a stop, but not quite. And there's a car coming in the other direction. And so I swerved to avoid the car to get off the road. And anyway, so he stopped me. And I said, in the good old days, first of all, I said, are you okay? I'm asking him if he's okay. He said, yeah, I want to find out if you were okay. You know, you were acting kind of erratic. I said, yeah, because I heard a noise and I turned around to check it. I should have stopped. But I was, you know, sort of coasting along down the road. And
I didn't want to have to put down my drink on.
So anyway, he said to me, this is a pretty big piece of equipment for this road. I said, yeah. He said, don't you need some help with it? And I said, no, I don't need any help with it, but I'll tell you what has happened over the years. In the good jurisdictions, the police, when they saw me going down the road, would follow me with their lights on to warn those coming and behind me to protect me from someone who might not see the
piece of equipment. You wanted a parade.
Oh. Well, I wanted him to think about what used to happen before the police became so aggressive and were unfriendly to me or to people that were doing the things that I'm doing.
What a waste of taxpayer dollars that would be.
Yeah, what, to have the police officer follow me?
I mean, who are you to get your own personal escort? Right. Uh-huh. My goodness.
Thank you, Rich.
Keep that dangerous equipment off the road.
Right, exactly.
You pesky farmer.
That's me. Yeah, I'm a nuisance. James is in Florida. You're on the air on Good Day. Hi, James.
Hi, how are you all doing today?
We're all doing fine. You've been drinking, James? What's the story?
not yet. About somewhere. It's what time? I know
it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's the numbers I was looking for.
It's midnight in Guam.
It's 5 o'clock in the Middle East. You can go over in Libya. You can drink all you want over there.
Call me. I'll meet you there, James.
Sounds pretty good. I found out a dumb law yesterday on watching TV, and they said they're handing out citations for couples that are living together because you can't live together in Florida without being married.
There you go.
There's about 700 couples that already got citations for it.
Man, we need to have a revolution like starting in Florida. Yeah. You like what?
Are
they giving citations out? The moral,
yeah, the moral police.
Right.
Oh, Florida. Jim, we can live together.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm okay with that.
So what
I
do you
always like to test the cow when I can.
What
get
do you think of that law, James?
I think it's too religious.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're stepping in and stepping too far.
So vote for Rick Perry. You'll have plenty of those laws if he's president.
Exactly.
Oh, vote for him.
It's not political.
Okay, excuse me. It's not political. Hi, James. Thank you.
Bad boy.
Good thing for reminding
James. We're going to go to Libya for a beer.
All right. James is okay. I mean, what kind of stupidity is this? When we have all of these monetary considerations and concerns, what do we need the government getting involved in stuff like that for? Do you really want the government involved in that stuff? It's 18 after, Richie. Do you know that?
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens, stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Do not yawn. It's not allowed. Take a big, deep breath.
Can I flash my lights and warn you?
Yeah, please do that. We want to see your headlights. 21 after the hour.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods.com. MovesDirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Let's go to last night's television production of America's Got Talent. Around all of the elimination groups, there are a couple of performances by the pros. It's David Guetta. Is that how we pronounce his name, Richie?
I don't know, but I've heard this song.
Sounds good to me.
Flo Rida and Nikki Florida. Is that her name?
Florida, Flo Rida.
His name.
His name.
I don't know. People. Anyway. But that's
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj is in on this. This is called Where Damn Girls At. It sounds like this guy's an intellectual giant. Where Damn Girls At, Richie? We got one of them girls here.
You do, and I'm dancing. I like this song.
You know this song?
I do.
It's a big summer hit, apparently. What stations will be playing this?
In Los Angeles? Probably Kiss FM, maybe a little Power 106.
Really? With the big boy who's the morning host of Power 106?
Big boy.
He used to weigh, what, 500 pounds, and he had surgery, now weighs 300?
No, he's, like, really skinny now.
Is he really?
Yeah. Really? And, you know, his head is too big. That's what happens, I think.
When you get fat head on top of skinny body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get too thin. And
you look like a bobblehead. Mm-hmm. It looks like somebody just gave you away at the baseball stadium.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's bat night.
We're interrupting this song because we don't like it.
Oh, I like it.
She likes it.
Guess what? I'm the host and I don't like it. All right, up next.
You're becoming irrelevant, you know that?
I am?
Unfortunate. Yeah.
How is that I'm becoming irrelevant?
That song to me was listenable. I did not like it, but it was listenable.
Listen, yeah, no, I didn't say it wasn't listenable.
Okay.
No, it was listenable. I don't want to listen to
you
it.
You can't say that I'm the host and I don't like it.
Oh, excuse me. I'm the host and them girls are fine.
That's right.
How's that? And speaking of them girls, Susan Boyle made a trip to America's Got Talent last night. Remember her from Britain's Got Talent a couple of years ago?
I like to take pictures next to her because she always makes me look better.
This song is called You Have to Be There.
Never before have I questioned the truth of your being. Never once have I dared. Never until today.
You're watching the video feed of me and Rich at DougStephan.com. You just saw me yawn.
I like Susan Boyle. She's got a beautiful voice.
That's nice.
Interesting
story. This is almost 4 minutes. We can't listen to the whole thing anyway. We're at 45 seconds of this is enough. So she's okay now, right? She had stage fright for a while and didn't want to appear anywhere.
She's a poor little sweet thing. I like her a lot.
I think she's very
she's just a normal person who got swept up into
Yeah.
Cleaning,
you know what?
Business.
What is so nasty about that side of it is the people who would make fun of her because of the way she looks. That's why she got to where she is, in a sense, because everybody, judgment included, looked at pictures. Ah, that woman, she can't sing. And then she got to open her mouth, and wow. And I think...
Everybody fell off of the stage when she started singing.
Wasn't it, what do we call it, Simon who found her?
Yes.
Yeah, Simon was
Britain's Got Talent.
By her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right, anyway, so she's sweet, loving, and the same group that would like Where Damn Girls At probably aren't digging Susan Boyle. You think that's the safe bet?
I like them both.
You did?
That's how diverse I am.
Oh, very good, Jennifer. Thank you very much. So what happened to the group of folks looking for fame and fortune on America's Got Talent, like Kinetic King and Snap Boogie? What happened to them?
I just like to hear you say that.
Yeah. Snap Boogie? I don't know. They were on the show last night.
My mom would always say we have to scram boogie. I wonder if that's the same thing.
I think that the Smige Brothers riding show and Snap Boogie got bounced. I think that's what happened, Reggie. So
I'm devastated.
I am. It's really horrible.
Yes.
My God. How will we go on? I think we ought to end it all now. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the U.S. Justice Department is suing to block the potential merger between AT&T and T-Mobile. It's argued that the $39 billion merger would be a violation of antitrust policy by limiting wireless competition. AT&T still wants to pursue the deal and will have to spend an eternity battling the government in court. In other news, Google launched an offline version of Gmail that lets users organize their mail and draft messages, and it'll send the stuff when you go online. Offline versions of Google Docs and Calendar will roll out soon, with offline document editing in the works for a future release. And finally, Facebook is working on a platform that will make it easier to share your music, movie, and video game activity with friends. Basically, this just means that your newsfeed will become cluttered with more stuff your friends are doing. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You won't find a better value on an oil change deal than at Advance Auto Parts. Case in point, right now at Advance, a 5-plus quarts jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and filter are just $11.99 after mail-in rebates. That's our lowest price of the year on a Pennzoil oil change special. Again, just $11.99. I think I've made my case. Get a better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Talking the same time.
You can?
Yep.
I'm watching you just feverishly type there.
Can you chew bubblegum too?
Well, I was actually alerting the masses to the fact that the Good Day program, as usual, will be on live next Monday morning. Labor Day is Monday. This is, if you can find somebody to do business with between now and next Tuesday,
yeah.
Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Because I can't find anybody to do business. Everybody has guns. Gonzoed. Is that a word? Gonzo.
It is now.
Right. We just made a word out of it. The Doug Steffen New American Dictionary. You are gonzoed. I know you are. I can't find you. And therefore, we will do our best on our own. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Roberta back next Monday? When's Roberta back?
I'm not sure, but remember, Labor Day weekend is my anniversary. That's the one holiday I take off that.
Oh, so you're not here on Monday?
Nope.
Oh, that's Loserville.
Guys are
It'd actually be pleasant because Michael will be here. He won't. Now. Yeah, right.
Yeah. You always like it better when I'm not here.
I
anyway.
Do, as a matter of fact.
I don't know why you put up with me.
I don't know why I put up with you either, frankly. 25 before the hour. Jennifer Horan is going to update us on Steven Seagal.
I have pictures, that's why.
The Blues that's Brothers, awesome. Also interesting words about them. Words, all important. Words and our meaning. The words, everybody's heard about the word, 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 word. Word is the word. So next Monday we're here live, Jennifer, thank you.
Word is the word of the hour that gets Dudley to remember and sing a 40-year-old song.
Everybody's heard about the word.
Next hour to see what word will make him sing a 40-year-old song.
I welcome into another Great American Day on the Good Day program here to inform you. Provoke you. Richie is in charge of the provoking department. He provokes most of us much of the time. Jennifer has become extraordinarily wealthy, and that's without even winning the, by the way, the Powerball up to $91 million.
I had three tickets laying around last night.
I had four.
I went and checked them all from last week. I'll just buy $5 this week, $5 that week, and I forgot to check
them. You got to buy them when the drawing is twice a week on Wednesday and Saturday.
Whenever I happen to stop by the convenience store.
Okay, hold on just a second. That's an interesting thought. I don't understand how this works. Maybe you can help me. if you, like, where did I put the, I had four numbers I picked, quick pick, just for the fun of it. I went in to get a bottle of water last night.
Sure.
And they didn't win. So are those numbers good for the next drawing?
No.
Oh, no.
All right, so you got to buy a new one every time.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well, I'm just
asking. I'd like this ticket for life, please.
Yeah, right.
And whenever these numbers happen to pop up,
let
I win.
Ride.
I'm a winner.
Hey, can we talk about a bigger
king
problem?
King of the world. What's
Stop
the problem?
Stop buying bottled water, please.
Bottled water. I buy cheap bottled water, but
it doesn't matter. It's
only
the plastic
because
bottle.
I understand, Richard.
It's a waste.
I'm with you, yes, it is, and it is a consideration that I think of every time I lay it down.
And then Consumer Reports did a piece on bottled water.
Uh huh.
Yes.
And more than 50% of the bottled water that is sold in America is nothing more than filtered
water. It's tap water.
Yeah. And, yeah, you're better off just bottling your own filtered water at home and taking it with
you. I'm going to start the Eastleigh Farm Water Resource Bureau.
You have a well.
I do have a well.
You can sell your own water.
I'm going to start filling bottles with my well water.
Sure.
Yep.
You'd still have to filter it.
I knew that.
Yeah, I know where your water has been. I would like to make sure that it is guaranteed filtered.
How do you mean you know where my water's been? What does that mean?
Coming from a guy
you
that just
said... You take a shower in your swimming pool.
That water stays in the swimming pool.
I'm going to step out onto the porch and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to go pee outside. I'll be back.
I'm going to go pee in the front yard.
When I'm the least concerned about your cows...
No. Okay, this is how this works. You want me to explain how this works?
No. Right. I just want clean water from you.
Oh, I fell Charlotte, my ball. I'm going to go pee in the front yard.
Charlotte. Charlotte Ann, lovely. Who are you barking at?
Charlotte,
who's there? Go boof him. Who's that out there? Who's there? Go get him. Who's that out there? All right, so Charlotte's going to go check. See. Charlotte and I just had to go. Charlotte goes out the front steps, down the steps, and goes under a bush, and she pees. So if she can pee under the bush, why can't I? It's my bush.
Did you really pee outside right now?
I did.
Did you really?
Again.
That is so filthy. That's
why is it filthy?
Note to self.
Wait a minute.
Go in Doug's side door.
Your door
what in the world?
You're going to be like, it smells like pee out here.
It's no. Charlotte goes under one bush, and that's where she pees. And I go under the other one.
This is why you're a bachelor forever.
What in the world? What do you think people did before there were toilets?
Let me ask you something. Before our knuckles stopped dragging on the ground, we did
go.
I'm going
to take a leak on my camellias. I'll be right back.
Or if we're out camping.
Does that sound very appealing?
But you're in a large house with many bathrooms.
I have three bathrooms. Three baths.
The bush.
Because they're upstairs and I'm downstairs.
Yes, I was not here when Darla Shine was here, but I know she said drink your urine. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't think she said drink it. She said use it to heal.
Yeah,
these.
Stings and
right. All right.
Let me ask you this.
Find this difficult to absorb, if you'll pardon.
When
the
you had a woman
this
past weekend, you won't like to talk about it, or the weekend before, I can't remember. You had
a lady friend.
You had a lady friend at the house. Would you dare go out and pee in the front yard if she were there?
I am exactly the same when people are here or when they are not here. It makes no difference.
So we should hypothetically talk to your hypothetical lady friend and see if she knows that you're being in front of the house.
Did you used to do this when you had a live-in, like when Hillary was there?
When I need to pee, I go to the nearest place to relieve myself.
This is why I won't even walk on your carpeting now. This is good to know.
Myself carpet. That's a little exaggeration.
Turn around on the porch.
Why is this carpet crunchy?
It wouldn't be crunchy if I was peeing on it.
Yeah. Wood once it dried.
Oh, my God. You're going to make me fall off of my big orange ball.
You're making much too much of this.
Oh, my God.
We have now spent the last 5 minutes of our lives.
Civilized people don't pee in their yard.
Diapers.
Why?
I'm gonna airlift
Are you kidding?
I'm going to airlift your house to West Virginia.
Are you kidding? There are people who stop alongside of the road everywhere.
Yes,
to pee.
Alongside the road,
right.
Not outside their bedroom window.
It's not my bedroom. It's out in front of the studio.
Yeah, where everybody can walk in. So they're like, gosh.
No, they can't walk in. They don't come in that way.
Next time Edgar comes into your house, you're going to tell
him to
stay within
the
porch.
Edgar does the same thing.
But Edgar, nobody comes into your house from the front porch.
No.
They all come in through the garage.
Right. Or the back door.
Well, the back
Nobody
door.
Comes in the front door. The front door is exclusively
God only
for
knows
Charlotte
what's in the back door.
To go out and pee. Front door is easier to get to than the back door.
That's where you step. That's all.
Is this the only thing you do in your yard, or are there other things we should know about?
No, this is it.
If I step over that little pile, I'll beg. Is
That's
that Charlotte's or yours?
Right, right. All right, now I think we've had quite enough of this.
Man, I'm telling you, there are things about you that I'm...
What is Charlotte been eating?
Just when I think I know you.
Things about me. What are you talking about? Oh, my God. Things about me. I had some very important things in line for discussion here. Now you've spoiled the attention.
Oh, yeah, totally. That.
Not every day you meet a man with a home of peas in his yard.
I think you would find that there are many more people than you think there, Charlie.
Again, I'm airlifting your house to West Virginia.
Good for you. Find a helicopter big enough to do it, and you'll be all set, Richie. You guys done having fun at my expense now?
Not even close, we can move along.
We can move along a little bit here. I wanted to spend some time on, we were just talking about the jackpot, the Powerball jackpot being worth the $91 million. You think Dennis Miller, by the way, who does his radio program in his pajamas in his bathroom in his house, in California, you think he doesn't go outside and pee in front of his house?
Yes, I'm absolutely sure.
I bet you, no, I don't think that's true.
Do you want to get him on the phone and we'll ask him?
He's not up yet. Otherwise, I would. Okay, anyway. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the story...
I think I miss probably pees in his pants.
He and Dick Cheney. There's a Facebook question. Do you know anybody who pees either in their... But you see, what would happen...
This is a Twitter question. This isn't a Facebook question.
Yeah.
And you know what? It is going to be tweeted right now.
Yeah, probably. Speaking of Facebook, seeing as we can't do anything else because we're running a little tight on time, and I want to make sure we have time for our television report, because there are...
Oh, that's now?
I think.
I'm laughing so hard I forgot.
Yeah. That's coming up in a moment. First, however, would you please report to us on more of the overused words? We have three or four things that are working on Facebook, and the overused word thing seems to have been something that people gravitated
to. Huge.
Yeah.
All right, so Carol says she's sick of awesome.
Yeah.
Colleen Silva says she's sick of really and seriously, which I say all the time.
Yeah.
Josh Jones says, hooah, it's become so old to me.
Yeah.
Kim says, in the grand scheme of things... That is kind of annoying. Michael Landstrom says, basically, and due to the fact, he says he hears that day after day at the office, it makes him want to put a plug in his ears.
The fact of the matter is, I always love it when some BSing person on the radio says, the fact of the being interviewed by, I'm an expert, and the fact of the matter is, you're full of baloney, sir. That's what the fact of the matter is. I keep going.
Okay, Melanie Williams says, I know, right? I say that sometimes, too. That's annoying. Devine says, you know what I mean?
You know what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Janet Valerie says, and stuff drives me crazy. Oh, I hate that. You know, I've been to the mall and stuff. And then she also hates whatever it is. Huh. Bad, bad, bad.
And can I add mine? And Jennifer, you and I talked about this a few weeks ago.
So?
Well, you ask somebody a question and their response is, so.
Ask me a question and I'll do it.
Okay.
So?
Here, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
How do you guys get all of your preparation for the show in the morning?
So what we do...
Or they use it as... Yeah.
So...
And then pause. What we do...
Yeah. Joe Nelson says he hates so-called. Rita says she hates I'm just saying. And Robert Marshall says, whatever, why not me, and you must be a racist.
You must be a racist.
And there are more, but we'll get to them later.
I love all of that stuff.
That's funny.
All right, well, everybody else is talking about Ojama and his jobs plan. Did I say Ojama?
Yeah.
Ojama?
Whatever. Yeah.
Ojama, man.
All right. We're talking about the stuff that really makes a difference to you, whether I pee in my front yard or not. That's important.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And all right,
so what else do we do? We do the thing about the lights on. What's going on with that on Facebook?
Everybody gives everybody a warning. That's the the big consensus is that, yes, everybody warns. But nobody must live in California because I haven't been warned in forever.
Really? I'll warn you the next time I see you on the road.
Thank you.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the latest from the world of television coming right up here on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying.
gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Get to Macy's Labor Day sale for 25 to 60% savings store-wide. Plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your WOW Savings Pass or Macy's Star Rewards card. Take an extra 30% off fashion and home clearance items. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase. Take 40% off first impressions for baby. And save 60% on hotel collection bedding. Macy's Labor Day sale. Savings off regular, original sale and clearance prices.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, is it me or is no one the George Bush special that was on television, what, the other night?
Yeah, no one's talking about
no
it.
One's
we
talking
talked about it,
about
it beforehand.
Yeah,
but not,
nothing.
Yeah.
Zero. Where Cheney's getting all the spotlight for his book. Is it because George Bush comes across as just George Bush?
Yeah.
And now Dick Cheney
like
comes across as
Cheney.
The angry old man?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I just wondered about that. Okay. So according to DougStefan.com today, Jennifer, Steven Seagal has been threatened with a lawsuit over his television reality show.
Yeah.
What's that scoop?
Oh, this is so funny. Well, you know, he's got this reality show where he's a reserve deputy
police officer, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And he played a part in a police raid that was taped for the A&E show, and he's in trouble because apparently he was not supposed to be there, and...
Oh, this is the story where, Richie, this is what I was thinking about before. During the confrontation of this guy's house, they went to... They put on full riot gear to confront this guy accused of raising roosters for illegal fights.
Yeah.
So the police went and shot up the roosters, and they killed the guy's dog.
He wasn't supposed to be there, and then he killed the dog. Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
So he's in trouble.
Okay.
Wow.
So
it was
suing.
Only a puppy, too. That's the saddest part about the whole thing. It was just a
exactly.
little dog.
Yeah, that story is at DougStefan.com. Also, the news about the Blues Brothers on television, Jen. What do
this
you think?
This is cool. I was tweeting about this earlier. Dan Aykroyd has done some work. He's taken the antics of Jake and Elwood Blues, the Blues Brothers, as you've seen them on Saturday Night Live and in the movies, and he's developed a TV series based on the whole act. He was half of the original. You know, obviously, John Belushi was with him. But they're going to make it a modern-day version. It's kind of like... Route 66 meets Glee, so he's going to add a little musical.
Oh, cool!
That'll
be good. Well, that was part of the. That was part of both of the.
Exactly.
Movies
right.
made him good. As a matter of fact, the second one, the only thing good about it was the movie.
Yeah,
great. If you're a Real Housewives fan, this story also up at DougStefan.com. Even though the guy offed himself, they're still coming back September 5th.
Thank
Make
God.
Sure you turn in, see
what?
The premiere of this show.
The
husband offed himself, Russell Armstrong.
Yeah,
where?
He hung himself.
He hung himself.
Housewives of what?
Beverly Hills.
He really hung himself?
Yeah.
He really did. He's
dead. Documented suicide a couple weeks
and
ago.
And so they thought they were going to cancel the show, but they're bringing it back September 5th.
With this guy?
Yeah, they're going to prop him up in the corner. They stuffed him.
There you go. All right.
They're going to do PSAs about eliminating suicide.
Exciting things on television then this fall.
I know.
Dead people starring in television shows. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's now 53 past the hour, and here we are with the king of all repairs.
I'm not sure if the king of the world goes in his front yard, though. Master of the universe.
I quite don't know what we're talking about, so let's not. Actually, we could probably ask him whether I've done any harm to the bushes.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. Hey, Tommy.
Tom Kreiger is here.
What do you think of somebody
of
who
money.
Steps up?
Wait a minute. Just a second. The audience needs to know, because they're used to hearing his voice live, and he's on the phone. I mean, it isn't like he was in the studio. So for those of you who are interested in who the voice is other than Rich's voice and my voice, Tom Kreitler, the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, is here. And Rich cannot wait to ask you this question. He doesn't want me to set it up.
Nope.
He'd rather make me look foolish.
Yep,
Tom.
Absolutely.
So, all right, guys.
Tom, do you ever walk out into your yard...
His yard is too clay. He has too many neighbors. He couldn't
and eliminate
do.
Right in your yard.
No.
You ever pee in your yard?
No. God, no.
You could do it in behind that garage, though. Nobody would see you back there. Right? Behind your garage. Nobody would see you.
There are nooks and crannies in my yard, yes, but I would just never think to do that. Why would I do that when there's a perfectly functional bathroom?
Yeah, you could be saving water. No,
it's
wait a
man's
minute.
Pride.
I'm being an environmentalist.
Apparently,
I am being
Country Doug steps right into the right out onto the porch and takes care of business right there.
That's so unusual. What they want is to find out if I'm doing.
You figure it's good enough for the cows, it's good enough for you.
Well, I mean, out in the front, you've seen my yard, the bushes and stuff. They don't look like they're suffering because they have a little extra fertilizer on them, right?
Did you notice the smell walking into
Doug's house? No smell. There's no smell.
It's for you. It's like stepping out in the middle of the woods. There.
Exactly. Right. Thank you. Tom's on my side on this one. Tom Kreitler, who has done some pretty interesting work on how to recover intelligently, not only from this past hurricane, but the one that's going to, if you didn't get killed by the last one, the news media is going to convince you you're going to get killed by the next one.
Exactly.
So if that's the case, we're going to apply some of Tom's intelligence to help you make sure you're prepared for the next natural disaster here on Good Day.
Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to change up your look. Motion celebrity stylist Ursula Steven, known for Rihanna's edgy styles, has the inside scoop on how to achieve the hottest trends for the season.
Fall is a great time to have fun. Try new looks and step out looking your best. You can shine in any situation with the right products. Whether you're going from playful braids or a sleek and sexy bob, the key is to keep your hair looking fierce and fabulous. Motion's new Hold and Shine Styling Spray is the perfect product to finish any look. With fierce control, this long-lasting, water-free formula offers brilliant shine without the stickiness of some hairsprays. It provides all-day humidity resistance and 24-hour hold to keep your style looking fabulous from day to night. Whether you're going for edgy or elegant, Motion's Hold and Shine Styling Spray will definitely take your look up a notch.
Motion's hair care essentials are available at major food and drug stores nationwide, as well as your local beauty and barber stores. For more information, visit motionshair.com. I'm Ashley Murphy in New York.
Better Living, Doug Steffen here on the farm with Tom Kreidler. Actually is in the Boston area dropping off his son, who decided not to go to Heidelberg, but he went to Boston College instead.
That's right. I want to send a shout-out to the Boston College class of 2015.
Woohoo!
We're all very proud of you as parents. We want you to go there, study well, get good jobs, and then pay us back.
Have you looked around B.C. to see all the distractions that are there, though? Have you looked around the campus?
That's why he went there. Yeah. Distractions are fun.
That is
did you get extra sheets for that toga party, Tom?
Tons of
I don't know. Do they still do that?
Yeah.
I think
at Boston College, they do it when the priests aren't looking, though. All right, so let's talk about the television stuff that you've done. How to recover now that that first hurricane is over and prepare for the next one? What sort of underscoring information do you have for people?
Well, you know, I think that if, you know, if your roof didn't tear off, people think that they're safe. But it is a very good idea whenever you have this level of wind and rain to do a careful home inspection on your own. I mean, what I did is I grabbed a pair of binoculars as soon as the storm subsided, went outside and looked up at my roof very carefully. Did even find some torn off shingles and things like that.
Yeah.
That, you know, may not be obvious right now, but given another couple of rainstorms, who knows, it could open up. So you want to do a real careful inspection for the wind damage of the roof and the siding, the flashing, see if anything's pulled away. And then the next critical area is foundations. And this is interesting, Doug, because people think, well, nothing happened right now. Well, yeah, but think about it. With all that water that's saturated around your house, as that dries out, you definitely could get some shifting of the foundation. So you want to look carefully at the foundation. You want to make sure that there's no cracks or checks or leaks. If you did have a flood, next time, get those damaged, get those downspouts extended away. Yeah. I even made sure that mine were crystal clean, so we got no water, even a basement that typically doesn't flood. If it's extended, that's the best way to stop it from happening again.
Got to have actually a little sump hole for the water to go in, but get it away from the house so it won't go back through in case you got a leak somewhere in the foundation. Well, Tom, I